This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, here's what's going to happen. John Bounds filed a very important report that if we could show it to just a billion people in the Western world, we would turn this all around. But that's why the globalists work around the clock to try to stop us. We've got a bunch of Rittenhouse clips, just a massive number of these, and just incredible stuff that's happened. It's too important because it illustrates how corrupt the Democratic Party and the left is when the prosecutor has had four witnesses say that he told them to lie. Lie to police, lie on police reports, lie in the court. It's just insane. But it's par for the course. So we got that. But first, here is John Bounds' latest report about the evolution of war. It's at Bandai Video. Please share it.
I suffered a life-altering reaction to my COVID vaccine on November 4th, 2020, almost a year ago to this date. I suffered a cascade of neurological symptoms that persisted for months. And while my life has improved, I still feel like I'm being electrocuted 24/7.
The evolution of war. First it was a stone, then it was a spear, then it was an arrow, then it was a bullet, then it was a missile, and then it was an injector. Because it's a weapon that you don't even know is targeting you. It's rolled out under the auspices of your health and your safety, but it's a lie. This is the most important graphic, because if people don't figure this out and have an epiphany and a great awakening about this, the globalists are going to be able to sterilize us and depopulate us with this program.
It'll take probably about $1 billion a year for a pandemic task force at the WHO level, which is doing the surveillance and actually doing what I call germ games, where you practice. You say, okay, what if a bioterrorist brought smallpox to 10 airports? You know, how would the world respond to that? There's naturally caused epidemics, and bioterrorism caused epidemics that could even be way worse than what we experience today.
Now they have all these mystery colds where you don't have COVID, but people that are double vaxxed, it seems, the London Telegraph said a few weeks ago. It's funny, the statistics show the double vaxxed are the ones getting the mystery cold. They call it the super cold. It's a mystery cold. The super cold is a mystery cold. And it's killing people. They can't breathe. It's giving them the worst diseases like heart attacks and blood clots and strokes and aneurysms. And we don't know what's going on. Well, here's some of those headlines. Dealing with rock, spear, arrow, bullet, missile, and now Bill Gates' UN depopulation weapon.
We also face a new threat that the next epidemic has a good chance of originating on a computer screen of a terrorist intent on using genetic engineering to create a synthetic version of the smallpox virus or a contagious and highly deadly strain of flu.
The mRNA vaccines weaken immune system even after COVID recovery, according to UK data, gets rid of basically your whole immune system. Now, they bragged about that a year ago, but now it's the British government's own surveillance report right there linked to it. Here's another one. Sweden suspends Moderna shot indefinitely after vax patients develop crippling heart conditions. The wheels are coming off. Moderna is the one that Gates is mainly behind. And then new patent proposes digital surveillance to vaccine of people based on social credit score, and it's also implantable chips.
We have to bring this epidemic to an end, primarily by getting the vaccine out in large numbers to the entire world, and we have to make sure that we're ready because there will be another pandemic, and there's so many lessons about how we weren't prepared, how we should have handled things differently, and you know, when that's clearly in our mind, those investments need to be made.
What does it signify that now the world knows that Fauci did indeed lie to Congress and is the author of the COVID-19 and cooked it up and clearly released it and then was the guy to run the program and cover it up. Of course, you wouldn't do something or release something like this unless you thought you controlled the investigation and the PR and the news and had big tech there to censor and silence everybody while you rolled out the virus that killed people, but then more importantly gave them a so-called vaccine that removed their immune system and caused a myriad of different diseases and problems, so it was hard to pinpoint exactly what you'd done. We'll be back in 60 seconds. If a hurricane is smashing into the Gulf Coast, and I make the prediction that it's going to cause flooding, that's not a prediction. You know it's a hurricane. You know it's got a lot of water. It's going to dump. It's going to cause flooding. So it wasn't a prediction 20 months ago when I said the UN order to lock down the world economy is going to cause a chain reaction that's going to cause supply chain problems for years that's going to starve tens of millions to death. And now it all happened. 25 million extra dead, hundreds of millions on the verge of starvation, and the UN that ordered it's running around being the savior. Listen, when the first world collapses, the third world dies. And now the first world's becoming the third world. So listen to me now. We've got the highest quality storable foods, the lowest price you're going to find, ready to ship to you right now at 10% off until November 15th. But after that, the prices are going up. We cannot suppress prices anymore. So protect yourself. Get high quality storable food so you're self-sufficient and fund the InfoWar today at 360Win at InfoWarsStore.com. It's time to get your food.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover us. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Schools around the United States, but also in Europe, are closing, public and private, because so many of the teachers and staff are deathly ill after taking the Moderna and Pfizer shots, and now they're making them take booster shots, and the symptoms of bad vaccine reactions are just exploding right now. And what's incredible is they put press releases out saying, sorry, a large portion of our teachers got seriously ill. Some are in the hospital. And then by the time it hits local news, well, yeah, COVID's a big problem. That's why the schools are closed. Oh, and the shots made some people sick. When really it's teachers quitting because they already had a bad reaction to the first round, are scared of the second round, and then some are forced to take a third round, and it's almost killing them. Isn't that interesting? But we've got the CEO of Pfizer saying he wants people arrested, and they've got a law they passed in Australia to do just that. They're trying to pass one in England. Canada's saying the same stuff. Hell, we have Canadian health ministers saying we can't ever end the lockdown. People might meet outside and talk and get unauthorized information. That's a quote. Oh, and by the way, don't look at the sunset, and don't talk to your neighbor. Remember, that's all real. Just like drag queen story time, convicted pedophiles going and saying we're grooming your children, they belong to us. And then when the CDC says, oh, you can get a shot, everybody goes, it's mandated. The leftist cities in Michigan, in California, in Florida. People think Florida's free. Hell, the Democrats run most of the big cities. And they're like, you know what? If they say take nine shots, you're taking them. Australia, health minister's like, you're going to start taking shots every 2 months. This is a new world order. And she's all looks like a crazy witch. And Israel, oh, you took your green pass, took your little phone, digital passport ID, your social credit score. Now Israel goes, oh, sorry, the third shot's not enough. We want a fourth or a fifth. But Pfizer's head tells us how it ends. Well, we all take multiple shots a year and have IDs and are tracked everywhere and tested to go anyplace under their medical tyranny. And once they get the chains on us, they never come off. So that's why this is a war on humanity, a war on our borders, a war on our currency, a war on our industry, a war on our pipelines, a war on everything. Only Europe, the United States, Canada, New Zealand, and Australia, the UK are under this. We are targeted. Our pipelines are turned off. Our oil fields are shut off. Our electrical grids are shut down. Our crops are ordered to shut down. Under their plan, they're going to ban organic farming. saying it's toxic. I'm not joking. They say they're going to cut trees down to bury them to get rid of carbon. I've got stacks of that coming up. But look at this. U.S. Surgeon General issues toolkit asking Americans not to share misleading memes about COVID. And the toolkit's now been adopted by big tech. So if you say natural immunity is better than the vaccine, which they now admit gives you negative immunity, well, then you get banned because he said so. Doesn't matter if it's not true on his face. He's wearing a space captain outfit. He is wearing something where he can be on the set of Battlestar Galactica. Anything they say is false, inaccurate, or misleading. And they have their fact checkers they control say it's not true. Oh, but Matthew McConaughey, who I've never disliked McConaughey, but when he came out and started saying take the vaccine, I hate him. And, maybe I don't hate him as much. Matthew McConaughey says he's against vaccine mandates for children and refuses to give the approved shot to his three children, ages 13, 11, and 8. Yeah, I mean, how far are you going to let him push you, folks? You know, Eric Clapton almost died after his family and managers pressured him to take one Pfizer shot, almost killed him. Well, guess what? Judas Priest, a few weeks ago, was bragging, popular rock band, was bragging about how they all took the shot and made everybody take the shot. And now I've got reports that two of them are sick, one of them almost died. Let me show you those reports right here. Ian Hill says all members of Judas Priest have been vaccinated. We're about as protected as we'll ever get. Really, the new Pfizer report says you get a negative immune system, not 1% better, negative 6% within 6 months. Oh, but you know, Ian Hill, he's pretty smart, right? Ian Hill and Judas Priest, how's he doing? Oh, how's he doing right now? Well, Judas Priest Richie Faulkner reportedly had a heart attack on stage, underwent 10-hour open-heart surgery. Now they say because of other illnesses and problems, obviously they're not touring. A heart attack. Well, that's always good. You get a heart attack. You get cancer. You get a stroke. You get blood clots. You get sterilized. Ha ha, you die. Some heads are going to roll. Some heads are going to roll, roll. Keep bowing down to the God of this world and see how far that gets you, Judas Priest. Meanwhile, New York City fire truck availability down to 55%, manpower shortages due to vaccine mandates. Yep, people quitting or being fired. Incredibly important information. You know, this stack right here is incredible. Because the Surgeon General says we're not allowed to question anything they say, though they're flip-flopping every few days. It's official, out of Fortune. Vaccinated people don't transmit COVID 100%, she says, the head of the CDC. A few months later, oh, you're totally unprotected. You're just as likely. Oh, and by the way, twice as likely to die or get sick. It's not protecting you. And, of course, Der Spiegel and others report massive increases in heart attacks in footballers and soccer players around the world in Western countries that take the injection. I've got a bunch of news here. One of the things I've got here in the stack I'm looking for, I thought I had it closer to the top, is a photo shot of the newspaper in Utah where they are promoting to everyone that this is a social credit score and a carbon tax via your driver's license that'll be on your phone now and operate as your COVID pass. So it's now Florida's announcing it. I wonder if DeSantis will stop it, and so is Utah. And AP spins it. Oh, it doesn't track your vaccine data, dietary preferences. Oh, really? That's just what the state said it does. Oh, no. Nobody wants a digital ID. Remember a year and a half ago, they're going to have a digital ID on your phone and track where you go. They go, Jones is insane. Nobody's doing that, even though it's already being announced. Now, there it is. What are digital driver's licenses? Digital driver's licenses are vaccine records. Now, you guys found it. Scroll down, and then it says social credit score, taxes, travel records, credit card score, health records. It's so wonderful. Yeah, keep scrolling up, guys, if you can. Or just That's as far as it goes? Okay. Well, I have, it says credit score on there. Yeah, you guys, I love you guys so much, but you open your mics most of the time. I can't understand a word you're saying. So, yeah, I'm not talking about credit score. It says, there it is at the bottom, social credit score. Social credit score. But on the actual printout from the state, it says social credit score. Social credit score. That is such big, giant, huge news. There it is. Thank you very much, guys. Social credit scoring. That's put out by the state with a QR code in local newspapers and magazines. The tourist department of the state of Utah is saying we're going to sign you up for a social credit score so you can be punished for not being a good little globalist. All right, I'm going to settle down and not get mad. This is really getting to me, though. We're going to come back, and I'm going to get into the Rittenhouse news, which is just, I mean, this is actually a court where the judge isn't a criminal, which is a rarity these days in my experience. And so he's totally freaking out as the prosecutors engage in classically criminal behavior now that four witnesses have said they were ordered to lie by prosecutors on the stand. I mean, talk about wheels coming off. This thing just blew up in their stinking George Soros faces.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed.
I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Minutes. This is in the CBC National Media of Canada. And what does it say? St. John cardiologist, he's a young man, an inspiring spirit dies suddenly. And he took his booster shot and bye-bye heart attack in his sleep. A prominent New Brunswick cardiologist has died, leaving behind a large gap in the system and the community. Colleagues say, Dr. Sohrab Luntmandil decided more than 20 years ago in the New Brunswick Heart Center, 47 years old, and the care of patients suffering from heart disease, said a statement from the staff of the New Brunswick Heart Center. It is with profound sadness that we report the sudden and unexpected death of a colleague, friend and father, partner and inspiring spirit. The statement says, he died Monday in his sleep at the St. John's home. Said Jean Francis LeGray, the head of the cardiac surgery at the New Brunswick Heart Center. He was 52. His family and friends and colleagues were shocked at the news of his death. But then you can go and research and learn that he bragged about getting his booster shot. Isn't that just interesting? So I guess he got it worse than the schools that have had to close in Michigan and other states because so many teachers got sick after the shot. At least they're still alive. But hey, the hospital offers condolences to the friends, family, and colleagues. Hey, but he kept his job. He took the shot. Well, there you go, ladies and gentlemen. So Judas Priest says they've all had the shot, so they're all now protected. You know, it doesn't protect you, and then boom, massive heart attack. Wow. Okay, I'm going to stop right there. I need to hit the Rittenhouse stuff, which is very important because it illustrates the corruption of the Democratic Party and their prosecutors. The prosecutor is a big Soros leftist, actually financed by Soros, as usual. And we have a bunch of clips. Should I play all four clips of people saying that the prosecutor ordered them to lie or they lied? Or should we just get to Rittenhouse's testimony? Got all that right here. But in the interest of time, I want to be able to really cover this properly. It'll take at least 2 seconds. We'll go to it next segment. Let me hit this right now. Oh, by the way, that's just a small portion of the mass death and illness and studies and everything coming out about the injections. It's totally crazy. So later we'll be getting to more of that. But let me just do this right now. Let me tell you about a really important stack I've got here, and that's inflation and how it's exploding. And again, this is not rocket science. This is economics. And when they did the Great Reset, it was designed to collapse industrial society and permanently destroy food chain. And I came into receipt about a week ago of incredible documents from the United Nations that are on the UN website that's bigger than Operation Lockstep, bigger than SPARS 2023, bigger than Event 201. And when I learned this stuff a week ago, I said, I'm not just going to go on air and just talk about this. Because if I do, no one will care. It'll just get lost out there. No one has covered this. No one has broken this. No one knows this. I already knew some of this. We've covered some of it, but I wasn't aware of it, how bad it was. So I've got to decide whether I want to do a special Saturday transmission on this, and I think I'm going to do that. Though I have promised my four-year-old daughter that I was going to take her fishing before it gets too cold again. So maybe I'm just not going to do it Saturday, but you know, again, this is so criminal. Compared to everything you've seen, it's even worse. It's like twice as worse. They brag how they're going to shut the economy off using the fear of a virus, and that once the supply chain breaks down, there's not enough food, that the whole world food supply will collapse, and the UN will then take over as the savior with the World Food Council. Remember that 11-year-ago video they showed children? In England, the cartoons where it talks about the future and your cell phone tells you where you can go, what you can do, and the World Food Council controls the food and you never get meat anymore. It's an actual document. Hundreds of pages. Each page would be weeks of airtime. I mean, it's just a declaration of savage war. Oh, but they're already rolled out poison shots that create blood clots and kill you slowly. The lucky ones die quickly. I mean, this is it. All right, I'm going to go to break. Separately, folks, I'm not complaining, but if you don't buy the products that don't support us, they're going to be able to shut us down. I can't get into strategies and plans and all the rest of it, but you see the attacks everywhere. We need to stay on air and actually expand and work with a lot of other great folks, do some major big things in the near future, some major moves. But I have to spend, I'm not complaining, a third of my time scrounging around looking for money, and then another 20% of the time dealing with all the globalist attacks and all their operations and the FBI grand juries they've got open and this freaking capital stuff and the lawsuits and all of it. They're trying to keep me distracted. But I'm not letting them do that. But you really help me not get distracted when you just buy the products. InfoWarsStore.com. And you can go there and it says the support button. Click on become a sponsor and you're just sponsoring the show. Like people give to PBS or NPR. Well, you can just make a donation, a one-time donation, or sign up for recurring. And that way we actually get 95% of the money you donate after the fees and stuff. Instead of with products, when they're on sale, we're making like 20-30%. So a ton of money comes in, but not a ton of funds to operate. So I want to thank you all for your support. InfoWarsStore.com. We have store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points. It ends on November 15th. We have 10% off of storable food. It ends on November 15th. We have Ultimate Bone Broth Formula back in stock, improved, even stronger. It's called Plus now. You got to change the label when you upgrade something. We never downgrade. If something's not available anymore at the high quality, we just discontinue it. We've done that to quite a few products because of the supply chain breakdown. But after 2+ years, we got it back in. It's 20% off with free shipping and double Patriot points. It is the ultimate superfood. Chaga mushroom, just it goes on and on. Go read the ingredients for yourself. It's pretty astoundingly quality. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. We've got a bunch of new hats. Save the Frogs hats. Don't Tread on Me hats. These are really, really popular. They're expensive because they're made right here in America and printed in America. No reviews yet on these, but these are made right here in Texas. So InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And BrainForce Plus is back in stock, 50% off. Oh, and Ultra 12, incredible high-quality Ultra 12, B12 under the tongue. It's 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com, and you keep us in the fight. Toothpaste back in stock, 50% off. We'll be right back. Stay with us. I am cutting this announcement on the afternoon of Thursday, November 4th, 2021. That means you've only got 10 days as of taping this to get store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, and up to 60% off on our best-selling items. We have Winter Sun at 50% off. So good for your body, so good for your immune system, 50% off. We have Ultra 12 at 60% off. That is the lowest we've ever gone. It is so good for your libido, your stamina, your immune system, your whole body taking out of the tongue, 60% off. We've got a bunch of products sold out for a long time, like Brain Force Plus back in stock, 50% off. And we have Ultimate Bone Broth back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. It's now Bone Broth Plus. So it's Ultimate Bone Broth Plus, 20% off, and it's even stronger than the last formula we had. It is amazing for your whole body, amazing for your joints, amazing for inflammation, and it funds the InfoWar, which is so important in the fight against the New World Order. So thank you all for your support. With supply chain breakdowns, I recommend you get your Christmas shopping done now and have it done, and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the Legal Helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Information war. It's Alex Jones.
Okay. Rittenhouse is on the stand. It's riveting television on OAN and other great places. You can find it there if you want. We're monitoring it and getting clips. We're going to go to some of those right now. But his testimony and the fact they were confident enough to put him on the stand, for me, is not the big issue. He's a very well-spoken, polite young man, very accurate. And they're trying to demonize him and attack him right now. It's not working. The judge has really chewed into the fraudulent criminal prosecution at least five times I've got here in front of me. We're going to get to a few of those. But remember, these are Soros prosecutors. Those are known leftists that went out and did this. And I've got a bunch of articles and a bunch of examples of these. We're just going to go to a couple right now. Here's one of the headlines. Rittenhouse trial witness says prosecutors asked him to change his statement to police. Got another one here where another one of the witnesses said he was asked to lie. He says this on the stand. And then I've got another one here. Jacob Marshall lies on behalf of the prosecution and talks about why he did it. I mean, this is just mind-blowing. So let's go to the clip here of Nathan DeBrahman, or whatever his name is. Here it is.
I don't know the date off the top of my head, but I was called down to the district attorney's office. I met with Mr. Binger and I don't remember his name.
The individual who's
in the blue. And we were. I was called into a room, sat at a table, handed my police statement, got to read over my police statement, and then I was asked if I would like to add anything to the police statement, and I said I would not. Mr. Binger pulled out a cell phone and showed me a video and also a photo, which was actually one photo that I brought today, and asked me to if I knew who a gentleman was in that photo, and I said I did not. And he asked me to, he said this is Joshua Zeminski. Mr. Binger also has a case with him, and I am subpoenaed for that case also. And he says, well, that's who that is. He put the phone down, he picked the phone back up and says, who is this? And I confusingly said, like, Joshua Zeminski. And he's like, would you like to add that to your statement? And I just felt I didn't want to change my statement.
Okay. And as a result, what did you do?
I hired an attorney.
And that's Mr. Rose?
Yes.
Send up your brother.
Mr. DeBruin, you said there was a lot of tension in the room when you met with me and Mr. Binger and Ms. Beasy.
Yes.
Is it fair to say that you were very nervous?
Yeah, absolutely.
And we did have you read over your statement, right?
Correct.
And we asked if you knew anything beyond that statement.
Correct.
We didn't ask you to change it.
Yes, you did.
Okay. Tell me if this is fair. It says, I just talked to Gage Grosskreutz.
Oh, here you go.
True. His only regret was not killing the kid and hesitating to pull the gun before emptying the entire mag.
No.
He didn't say that to you?
He never said that to me.
You just posted something about your friend, your roommate. That was a lie?
I did. Given the circumstances and all the threats I've received on the internet, I've never been put in a position like that. Addresses of ours were posted. My mother was getting inboxed.
And he goes on to say he was threatened, so that's why he did it. And it just goes on and on. I mean, that's why this is a black hole, even getting into it. But let's go to some of the clips here. Let's play at clip 6. The judge in the Rittenhouse trial shouts down the prosecutor, tells him, don't get brazen with me. I mean, there's a whole bunch of these. Here it is.
People. Now, I've admitted that kind of evidence in other trials when it's been appropriate. I didn't admit it in this case because, to me, what I've heard in this trial, and by the way, Mr. Richards absolutely correctly points out that just hours ago, I said I had heard nothing in this trial to change any of my rulings. So why?
Testimony, Your Honor.
Pardon me?
That was before the testimony.
Don't get brazen with me. You knew very well. You know very well that an attorney can't go into these types of areas when the judge has already ruled without asking outside the presence of the jury to do so. So don't give me that. That's number one. Number two, this is propensity evidence. I said at the time that I made my ruling, and I'll repeat again now for you. I I see no similarity between talking about wishing you had your AR gun, which you don't have, so that you could take fire rounds at these thought-to-be shoplifters, and the incidents in these cases, which are not... There's nothing in your case that suggests the defendant was lying in wait to shoot at somebody or reflecting upon the shooting for a vast amount of time. Every one of the incidents involves matters that involve seconds in time. So I commented at the time, I don't see the similarity, and I don't see the similarity now. If it's not similar, that's the whole rule.
So basically, the prosecution's cheating and putting out things that aren't true that the judge has already told them not to say, and they just keep doing it. But you see, when you got a bad judge, they let them do that. And so we're really getting to see just how corrupt this all is out in the open for everybody. Remember, the national media for a year now won't let you show people images of the men pointing guns or gun flashes at Rittenhouse. They just don't allow that. Oh, and I've got other articles on that subject. Facebook is not showing search results for Kyle Rittenhouse. You just can't look it up. Because it's not going the way they want. When you go to Google or you go to YouTube, for years it's the same results, just pinned to the top. That's not a search engine. They just pin Sandy Hook at the top to make me the Sandy Hook guy and to claim my whole career is about Sandy Hook and I won't stop talking about Sandy Hook and I did just so they can attach themselves to me. Every time Alex Jones gets talked about, we hear about a school shooting they get to bring back up to go after gun owners. And now they're trying to use this to get court rulings that you don't have a free speech in this country. And Democrats have gone on MSNBC and said, soon we'll shut everyone down with the new Alex Jones rule once the appeals courts, you know, let us silence him. And they're going to create that new jurisprudence law, basically, judicial tyranny for everybody's speech, and they're bragging how they're doing it to me first. Just like I told you 5 years ago with the deplatforming, 4 years ago, I said they're coming after everybody. You'll be next, and you are. Facebook ban on supportive comments regarding Kyle Rittenhouse warns and wears thin as trial continues. Yes. Facebook's ban on supportive comments regarding Kyle Rittenhouse wears thin as trial continues. And YouTube just banned downvotes for any Biden video. They're not even hiding it. It's total AI manipulation of reality. This isn't censorship. This is control of what you can type and what you can do in live time. Not like they come along later and take it down or just ban a person or a group. They are watching and surveilling everyone in live time and not letting you comment and say something pro Kyle Rittenhouse on your own accounts because they're not your accounts. They're digital re-education metaverse systems for behavioral psychologists to train you to submit to them. And boy, did people submit. Very little defense of me by other libertarians or conservatives or nationalists when I first got deplatformed because they thought it was just Alex Jones. But then they learned no, it was about them as well. But by then, they'd already censored most people off, so we didn't have that critical mass power if people would have stood up at the time. But now we can stand up to the vaccine passports and the digital AI surveillance and that grid that's going in. Now's the time to stop it. Not once it's already in place. Then it's an uphill battle. We can stop it easily now.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
303-898-0500.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar four or more times a day and inject insulin three or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. That alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We can beat these people. We don't have a choice. If we submit, it means death. The globalists have been making the preparations for this takeover for more than 100 years. Now the scientific dictatorship of the eugenics transhumanist death cult has launched their main attack. Next hour, I'm going to cover the plan to collapse the economy, what it's going to look like, and how the very people that have imploded it are going to pose as our saviors. Now, the only way out of it is exposing them. This is going to be a very, very dark winter. Contrived power outages and more. I'm going to hit that at the start of the next hour. Very important information. But first, let's get back to the whole Rittenhouse situation here. And again, I can't really do justice to this. It's like a soap opera. You watch it, you get ingratiated in it. It's incredible to see how slimy the leftist prosecutors are, and to see how obstinate they are, because they believe they're actually good guys. They're all white males, but they think white males are bad. I've got a stack of news we'll get to next hour on that. And really, it's just their pretext to gang up on people and to bully them, just like the tens of thousands of rioters that were burning down people's apartment complexes, including Section 8 apartment complex, including car dealerships of blue-collar owners, little car dealerships, burning down grocery stores, shooting people, and a young man goes out there as a medic to try to help, and then a mob led by a child molester mistakes him for somebody else that had just stood up to him, and so they chase him down the road trying to kill him, shooting at him, and he defends himself. And then the whole media system gangs up. You got bullies on the ground burning everything, shooting, killing. You've got the corporate media saying it's mostly peaceful. Whoever said a demonstration's peaceful, Cuomo. You've got the then vice presidential candidate herself giving tens of thousands of dollars and raising millions to bail out people that had firebombed federal buildings. And then the very feds and the very state prosecutors demonize and attack Kyle Rittenhouse because those thugs burning down buildings, those thugs out raping and killing, they're the ground troops of the New World Order that are supposed to scare America into submission. We're supposed to see society collapse, and then in comes Klaus Schwab with the angry world, and he offers the guaranteed basic income and a new golden age. We all just submit to them, and they'll make it all better. That's their stated plan. They think we're so stupid that they're going to roll out all this control and roll out all the collapse and order the world shut down and cause massive starvation, and then we don't know they did it. And then you see a judge who is old school doing a great job conducting a real trial and saying, no, you're not going to call armed men running around with criminal records shooting at people, victims. They were chasing him. They were attacking him. You're not going to use your damn labels here. And they just don't know what to do. But they're going to work that much harder to get all their judges in place. Here in Austin, Texas, George Soros has spent as much money as he spent in New York City. Tens of millions a month. He's got the district attorneys, the county attorneys. He's getting the judges elected. And they literally let armed robbers out of jail in Austin the day after they shoot people. And you saw up in Fort Worth where the young black man shot three people. And they just let him go that afternoon because he was black. And said, oh, well, he's been bullied, which it wasn't even true. In Austin, Texas, the police do not stop criminals. They don't stop crack dealers. They don't stop anything anymore. They respond, maybe, because they were massively, budget was cut. And if they proactively respond to crime, they are prosecuted by the district attorney who says he's a communist in Zoom meetings and calls people in meetings that are, people can see them now because they're on Zoom meetings, comrades. And he looks and acts like he's got about a 75 IQ. Another thing about these communists, man, they are dumber than a box of rocks. And people say, why do you live in Austin? Well, my family's been here since the 1820s on my mom's side, 1830s on my dad's side. And, my family's been here since it was called Waterloo. Had a lot of ancestors here. Ancestors that founded Waco Temple. Ancestors that literally were there working for President Johnson. That started the rebellion and brought in the original people. And I mean, so yeah, this is my state. This is where I live. But yes, I don't have the money to move our headquarters. I want to leave Austin. You're right. It's the trendy new L.A. Oh, it's the best thing in the world. It's the greatest thing. But I have to pull out of its jurisdiction. I have to get away from it because George Soros and Big Tech rule the town that I live in. One apartment complex this year in 10 months has had 78 shootings. This morning I was on a part of the Greenbelt that has no one on it. I've probably been hiking down there 10 years. I've probably seen 15 people while I've been on this part of the Greenbelt that nobody knows about. I'm down there today with my son Rex hiking with his Doberman. And I don't know if they were Somali or Ethiopian. But, you know, different African tribes have a different look. They were definitely East African, Northeast Africans. Just are in the woods, just going through it. I mean, looked at us all wild-eyed and ran off in the woods. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, There's literally people running around in the woods in Austin that are in places that there's no roads in between neighborhoods, living in the woods. I mean, that's how collapsed it is. And they've collapsed Africa. They've collapsed Latin America. They don't let people work or have jobs. They're starving to death. And then George Soros gives them a $3,000 debit card to fly here. And then they don't know what to do. A lot of them get picked up by Democrats or get used in sweatshops or whatever. Others are just, they're just in the woods. Where do you think the millions of people coming out of the Caribbean are coming from? But I heard these guys talking. They weren't talking Creole or Spanish or French. They weren't Caribbean. They were speaking African. Just in the woods. Middle of nowhere. A couple years ago, I was down the Hickenback Trail and saw Guatemalans with tin cans and string catching fish and cooking them on a fire. And listen, here's the deal. I'm not even against those poor people. But do you understand that there's 350 million people in America and there's 7+ billion outside of here and the UN's bringing them in here now? I've got all these Rittenhouse clips, but you know, what is the point? We'll come back, play a few of them, and then I'm gonna get into this other news. But hell, let's just start getting into the stuff right now, I guess. Here's the state prosecutor tries to insinuate that Kyle Rittenhouse bought a gun so he could imitate what he saw in video games. Here it is.
Isn't one of the things people do in these video games try and kill everyone else with your guns?
Yeah, the video game, it's just a video game, it's not real life.
You need to account for this.
Your Honor, I don't want to jury here. He's commenting on my client's right to remain silent.
No, Your Honor, I'm making the point that after hearing everything in the case, now he's tailoring his story to what has already been introduced.
The problem is, this is a grave constitutional violation for you to talk about the defendant's silence. And that is, and you're right on the borderline, and you may be over, but it better stop.
Understood.
I can't think of the case, the initial case on it, but this is not permitted. All right.
Provoking this trial on this matter. He knows he can't go into this, and he's asking the questions. I ask the court to strongly admonish him, and the next time it happens, I'll be asking for a mistrial with prejudice.
Hit pause right here. Look how arrogant the leftist Soros, literal financed by Soros lawyer, is. Put him back on screen. Look at him in his little fancy dandy suit and everything. These are the people that say you need to starve to death. These are the people that want to put stuff in your body. These are the people that don't want you to have a gun to defend yourself so his little buddies can burn cities down. And we keep putting up with that cocky peacock that frickin' Nazi collaborator put in Kenosha so he could defecate all over good people. And so a horde of pedophiles and scum can try to kill a good American. Because they're a pack of trash. They're a pack of garbage. They're a pack of filth. They're our enemies. We kind of go up here and look at him. Just look at him. He knows he's a piece of garbage. All right, we'll start the next hour. Got a ton of news. The plan to cut off all our energy coming up next.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.